Hi, Kevin. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, I am good. Thank you for asking. How about yourself? How's your day so far?
I'm doing good.
All right. That is good to hear.
Very busy.
Oh, busy day. Oh, that is good. Busy is always good, right?
Yes.
All right. So, yes, I was actually calling you earlier because I wanted to go ahead and get you started with the Google Verified onboarding process. So we'll go over with a few key details so we can go ahead and get your business verified and your ads created. So this should take about 10 to 15 minutes. Let me just go ahead and reopen your application form. Okay. So I will be filling up your application form on your behalf with the documents. I will just go ahead and request you to send them over to me or to us later after we end the call or once you have time, and then we'll be the one to attach it.
All right,
let me just open it here very quick. So to confirm, name would be under Kevin Cupid, and
yes.
Then perfect. Email address would be cupidenterprisesllc@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And then the business name to confirm is Cupid Enterprises.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And then address is 268 South Spring Garden Street, Ambler, Pennsylvania, 19002.
Yes.
Okay, thank
yep,
you.
Correct.
And then, what year was the business established?
2025.
Okay, let me enter that. 2025. There you go. And then, I will be asking for your employer identification number or EIN number of the business.
Okay. That number is, 1 second.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
All right. The EIN number is 41-2839613. So it's going to be 41-2839613.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And then just to confirm, the state of incorporation or the state where the company was registered is still in Pennsylvania, right?
Yes, correct.
Perfect. Now, I will be requesting for you to send me a copy of your certificate of insurance, the Accord certificate. Just let your insurance company know that you need the Accord certificate for the insurance. They would know what that is already. But if you do have
so
a copy
accurate,
of Accord, A-C-O-R-D.
A-C-O-R-D.
Yeah. And then... Accord, yes. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I mispronounced it. That's why I got you confused. Yeah.
No, you're fine.
And then I will be requesting for your business license number as well.
Gotcha. Let me just find that for you.
Mm-hmm.
He said my, what was it again? I'm so sorry.
Yes, a business license number.
Gotcha. Quick question. Is that the same thing as my entity number?
No, it's different. Not all businesses actually requires license. Does your type
yeah,
of
I don't
business
have a, junk removal?
Okay, no problem. Not all services actually requires a business license. So some actually operates without it. If it's not required by the state.
Yeah, I spoke with, I think it was Chris yesterday. I could be totally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But we spoke about it, and I mentioned them. I have insurance, but no, like, license, and we did our research, and you don't need a license to do junk removal.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
But did you need another number, like entity number or something like that?
Let's see. So for licensing, we can go ahead and skip that one. But I do need your issued business registration.
Could you say it one more time? I'm so sorry.
Sure. State issued business registration. Is your business registered on your state?
Yes.
Okay. So, yes, I will be needing a copy of that one, if you could send that to me. So, I will be needing your certificate of insurance and your business registration.
Okay.
And then, by the way, is your business Better BBB accredited?
I'm not sure what that is.
Oh, that's the Better Business Bureau.
Honestly, I'm not sure. That I don't know.
Not sure. Oh, it's okay. We can just go ahead and put no here. And
yeah,
then
I'm not sure.
It's okay. If you have, maybe later on you found out that you are actually Better Business Bureau accredited, just go ahead and
yeah.
Let us know, okay? So we can go ahead and check it for you.
Okay.
And then let's see. So your budget for your Google Verified campaign, let me just check here. So that would be 383.
Say one more time.
Yes, the budget that you agreed for your Google Verified campaign is $383.
Okay.
And then, okay, let me just go ahead and check here. So, all right, so I will be needing cities that you would like to go ahead and the list of cities that you wanted to do or you wanted your ads to be visible or where you do business with. So I will start with Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm typing and I'm listening to it at the same time. I kind of zoned out. So you're asking what places I service?
Yes. Cities that you would like to target.
Okay, so can we do Philadelphia, Montgomery County, Bucks County, and Delaware County.
All right. Could you kind of repeat the last two, please? So I have here. I will put Ambler, which is your local, and then Montgomery, was it? Or
yeah. So Montgomery County is one of them. Montgomery County is
and
one
then
of them.
Philadelphia.
County, yep.
Bucks
Philadelphia.
County. Okay.
Bucks County and then Delaware County.
Delaware. Okay. Let me just check here. So we have Amber, Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Bucks is spelled as B-U-C-K-S, right? Did I get it right?
Yeah, B-U-C-K-S. Oh. Yep, you got it right.
Perfect. Okay. And let me just fill it in correctly. There you go. And then how many business owners actually own the business? Are you yourself or do you have somebody that co-owns
no,
with you?
Just myself.
Just yourself. Okay. Now, how many total number of field workers do you have?
Just myself. Just me.
Just yourself. Okay.
Yes.
So
the only... Go ahead.
Okay. So the, because Google will be doing or requiring you to undergo a background check. So they will do the background check with you since you are the only owner.
Oh, okay.
And then you have no field workers.
Yep.
And then Let's see. I think we are all set. Yeah, I think we're done. Let me just go ahead and go back up just to make sure we didn't miss anything. Okay. Oh, this one. Sorry. I almost missed this one. What is your social security number?
183-82-3398.
Okay. 183-82-3398.
Yes.
Okay. And can I also have your birth date?
Yes.
Month, date, and year?
October 19th, 2004.
So that would be 9/19/2004.
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me just submit it. Okay. Perfect. So that's all I need to go ahead and get started. So we will go ahead and begin building out your ad profile, and then
okay.
We will be submitting your information to Google. So if you could kindly send me the two things, again, the certificate of insurance, and then and then the business registration. So the background check process can take anywhere from a few days to 4 to 6 weeks. It usually depends on the state's processing time. So you will be receiving an email from me shortly with a request of your certificate of insurance. Just go ahead and reply to that document. Or you can send it directly to support@localsplash.com.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Do you have, like, any questions for me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So my insurance certificate, is it just, like, the general liability page? Because I did that online document yesterday. And I took two screenshots and uploaded them to that document that I did. Are those enough? Are you able to see what I was referring to?
Sure. Let me go ahead and check here.
Right, thank you.
How did you send us the document?
So I got sent through text message a link to fill out.
Uh-huh.
And it was asking, like, my name, address, name of the company, and then it asked for proof of insurance. So I took the screenshot, and I was able to upload the file. And that's how I did it. I can see if I can find that message again.
Yeah, would you be able to resend the copy to me so I can check it?
Yeah.
I tried checking on your dashboard.
And you don't see it?
Yeah, unfortunately I don't. But yeah, if you could kindly resend that one, I'll be the one to upload it on your profile here so we have a copy.
And what is your email?
Yes, kindly send it to support@localsplash.com. Yep.
So support@localsplash.com. Oh, I see it at the bottom of this email. Okay.
Yes.
Got you. So, and then business registration, is just you want the number, or what exactly would you need for that?
The certificate. Itself, like the registration certificate.
Okay. Gotcha. So
actually, Okay. I think, let me see if I can actually pull out the file.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, no, it's not allowing me to see it. Yeah, if you could just resend the documents.
Yep, I will do that.
Perfect.
Let me see. business entity, one time since growth, some UCC. I'm trying to see if I have it on my phone mm-hmm. right now, this business registration. Initial form. Oh, 1 second here.
No problem.
Could you tell me the email again? The support email?
Mm. Yes, support. @localsplash.com.
All right, support at localsplash.com. All right. All right, so I just sent the, oh, it says failure.
It bounced back. Or let me try to go ahead and try to email you. And then you can just respond to my email. Okay, let's try that. Let's see if this works.
All right. So I'll just reply to the email. Yeah, this is Honeyabella, right?
Yes, yes.
So I'll reply to this one with the file. I think it's this one right here. All right, so I just sent that.
Okay.
And then the next one you needed was the insurance.
Gotcha. Okay, let me download this one and then I'll attach it to your account. Okay. business documents, registration. There you go.
And I also sent over that insurance information.
Insurance. Okay. Let me review that one. Okay. I will be sending you a copy of what we need. This is just going to be a sample. And you can provide this one to your insurance company so that they can give you this type of document.
Okay. So I sent you the wrong insurance document. But what is the other one fine? The one I sent you, the first one?
Yeah. No, this one is not the one that we need. But did you resend another one?
The second email I sent you was the insurance, and then the first one was what I thought was the business registration.
Okay, I will be sending you a copy of the certificate of insurance. Now, this should be the format. I'll send you a copy of what, as example, this is from one of our clients.
Okay.
Let me attach it. So you would see the format that we need. Okay, there you go. All right. Please let me know if you are able to receive my email.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. I see. So this is what I should contact my insurance and get them to send me this.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Quick question: is that something I can access on my own, or would I have to get that? You know, asking the company.
Let me see. I think it's the insurance company that can provide you that one.
Okay. I thought I came across a page similar to that.
Because here on the bottom, this type of document is actually available online, but there at the bottom where it says authorized representative, so your insurance company will go ahead and find that one.
At the bottom. Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, I see. All right, so I'll email them to get them to send me that paper, and then I'll work on getting you that registration, and I'll email it to you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Kevin. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, I don't.
Okay. All righty. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you so much for your cooperation. You too. Please enjoy the rest of your day. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.